Came towards the end of Chelek Aleph. So we are, page 301. Page 301, also known as Kuf Chaf Vav Siv Dalet. So we're discussing what happens if a chazan made a mistake. So in Dalet, made a mistake either in his own private shmur. Well, we'll see. Im Tashat Kishi Nispal Balachash. Kishi Nispal Balachash. If a chazan made a mistake in his own private, in his silent Shemun Esrei, not in the repetition, silent Shemun Esrei. Lo olam ein chozer mispal lo shenis. So he never goes back and repeats it. Why? Mimnei Torah Chatzivar, as we saw before, because it would delay, it would be a burden, be a hassle on the tzibur, right? If he finished his Shemun Esrei, so you have to figure everybody was also saying their silent Shemun Esrei, are pretty much finished with their Shemun Esrei, right? So now what? You're going to say, oh yeah, he didn't say Yael V'Yelva in his private Shemun Esrei, so he has to go back and repeat Shemun Esrei. So they're going to have to sit around, or stand around, and wait, you know, a whole nother Shemun Esrei. So what does he do? Ella, rather, somech al tefillah she'yispal b'kol ram. He relies upon the repetition, which he's going to say out loud. Right? It's a Shemun Esrei, right? So instead of him repeating it, he's going to repeat anyways. Right, he's going to repeat Shemun Esrei anyways, and hopefully this time he'll get it right. So he'll be yotze, he'll fulfill his obligation. He blew it the first time, so he could just say it out loud. And when he says it out loud, he has a mind. It's yotze's own tefillah. Right? We saw, if you think of the concept, we saw a similar thing before. Remember, the chazan comes in late, and they're up to the repetition. So he just says the repetition. He doesn't have to say his own silent Shemun Esrei. The loud one will count for his own Shemun Esrei too. So the same type of idea here. He blew his Shemun Esrei. He has to say Shemun Esrei everything. So look, he'll say it out loud. It doesn't hurt.
Did you remember for the Shalit Tzibur that the silent one for the Shalit Tzibur is to be on the Sadarit?
That's right.
The second one is to his main.
According to some, according to Aruch HaShulchan. Not everybody agrees with that. But anyways, you're right. In other words, that just makes it better. Second one's the more obligatory one.
That's what they say, not to learn in the middle and nothing.
That's a different halacha that we learned that tzibur. If I'm in the tzibur, I already fulfilled my obligation when I said it. Right? And he's repeating Shemun Esrei. Why? Well, I don't have to listen to him. I already filled. Answer is you're supposed to listen anyways. Okay. Vehu shelota begimel harishonos sheimta bahem lo'olam chozer kamo sheyachid chozer. Again, as we said before, this is all as long as he didn't make a mistake on the first three brachas. If a chazan makes a mistake on the first three brachas, he has to go back. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, so what's the Mechaber saying at the end? If he made a mistake in his own private Shemun Esrei, in the first three, he has to go back and repeat Shemun Esrei. So Mishnah Berurah explains, that's all talking about that he didn't finish his Shemun Esrei, his private Shemun Esrei. In other words, like, he did or did not say Mashiv Baruch Mir Gashem. He's up to Slach Lanu. In his own private Shemun Esrei. So we say, go back. But the Mishnah Berurah says that let's say he's basically finished with his own private Shemun Esrei, and he says, oh my gosh, I made a mistake. I did or did not say Mashiv Baruch Mir Gashem. Or he said, Akal Kadosh, instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, during our service made true, right? A fatal flaw in the first three brachas. So what are we saying now? According to the second part of the Mechaber, he should have to go back and repeat Shemun Esrei because he made a mistake in his own private Shemun Esrei on the first three brachas, which is the foundation of Shemun Esrei. So Mishnah Berurah says no. Again, the same idea would apply. In other words, even if this is all talking about, when would he go back and repeat Shemun Esrei if he made a mistake in the first three brachas, even in his own private Shemun Esrei? That's only if it's the beginning. If he's basically finished with Shemun Esrei again already, and then he realizes, oh, I made a mistake in the first three brachas, so what are you going to do? Make him go back and repeat all Shemun Esrei again? It'll take forever. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're right, because of Toreach HaTzibur, again, even if he made a mistake in the first three brachas, if he's already at the end, we won't make him go back, because it'll be too much of a hassle very right away, and he relies upon his own private Shemun Esrei. Okay, so let's bottom line it here. So now we're coming out that basically, if a chazan made a mistake in his own private Shmon Esrei, he does not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Because he has the out loud Shmon Esrei. So he covered himself with the out loud Shmon Esrei that he's going to say, his repetition. So what's the obvious kasha? What do you do for Ma'ariv? What do you do for Ma'ariv? There ain't none. Right? There's no cover. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if he made a mistake in Ma'ariv, and there's no, because there's no repetition, there's no chazar shatz, chozer, he has to go back. She'ein lo amal lismoch. You're stuck. But, see, this is how all halachas intertwined. But there would be an exception to this rule. Okay, so how is it? So if a chazan made a mistake, he basically doesn't ever have to repeat Shmon Esrei because he relies upon the Allah Shmon Esrei. Unless it's Ma'ariv. If it's Ma'ariv, he has nowhere to hide. Unless it's Ma'ariv Friday night. Because, you know, on Friday night, after we say Shmon Esrei, there's no repetition, but there's Vayechulu. And after Vayechulu, we say a bracha. The chazan says a bracha. Bracha Tosh Elokim 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 Abraham Elokim Yitzchak Elokim Yaakov. Hakel Agadol Agibar Avinor Hakel Elyon Konei Shemayim Ba'aretz. And then we sing Magen Avos, right? Then the chazan says a bracha. Elokim 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 Reisim Nuchasim. Bracha Tosh Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. What do we call that? We call that Me'ein Sheva. Me'ein Sheva. That's what we call that part. So we say Vayechulu, and then we say Bracha Me'ein Sheva. What does it mean, Me'ein Sheva? It means it's like seven. Like seven what? It's like the Shmon Esrei of Friday night, which is seven brachas. So believe it or not, there's a halacha that the Machaber says that if on Friday night you made a mistake, oh no, you made some time of a mistake, whatever. You said the wrong Shmon Esrei, whatever it may be. So you know what? According to the Machaber, you do not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. You just listen to Me'ein Sheva. Because that's what it is. It's like Shmon Esrei. If you look at it, right, it lines up with Shmon Esrei. A lot of people don't know this. So now we got it all together. So if the chazan made a mistake, so he usually doesn't repeat Shmon Esrei. If it's Marv, he's stuck. But if it's Friday night, so then he's going to say, okay, the below, okay, I'll say, he's going to say the main Sheva. So he relies upon that to cover the Shmon Esrei, which he blew. Isn't that cool?
So the tzibur needs to wait for him so he can be yotzi to feel of the tzibur? That's why he's admired, he repeats it?
That's right, because he has nowhere to... Now, I don't know, maybe what you could do is, I don't know if we want to wait for this guy. But again, don't forget the historical. Usually they had one like Yekesh's shuls have this. They have one guy who davens, and he's the dominant, and he always davens. Right, so we saw a similar thing. You know, you picked that up in halacha, there was a designated davener, right? But today we really don't have that. So I don't know, maybe in that type of case we would tell somebody up to, you know, let the guy go say Shmon Esrei and let somebody else say Kaddish, and all, because maybe we don't want to, because of Tircha de Tzibura. I just want to finish with one other point. Do I answer the question?
Yeah, I was just curious why in that situation, if he finished and he realized he made a mistake, he doesn't complete the davening,
because even for Ma'ariv, there is such a thing of Gula L'Tfila, even though we're more lenient with it. But you don't want to just totally disjoint.
That's what I'm saying. Right?
You know, I don't want to, if you don't have to, I don't want to do that. Okay. You want to hear one more point? Okay, the Marsham takes it a little further. Let's take it a little more further. See, this isn't so deep already. The Marsham says, okay, fine and dandy.
Where's the Marsham?
The Marsham's not there. Marshan's the Das Torah, so it's safe. Okay, maybe I'll just tease you with it and make you think about it. Okay, put on your lumdish or caps. So now we got all the cases. But how about, let's make it a little more interesting. What happens if the guy who's the chazan didn't daven mincha? So he didn't daven mincha. Well, let's make it better than that. He didn't daven mincha. This could easily happen. He didn't daven mincha Friday afternoon. He didn't daven mincha Friday afternoon. So he really has to daven Friday night, Shabbos night, Shemone Esrei twice. And he made a mistake the first time. So now we said, according to the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura says you could rely on the main Sheva. For what? What could, for that too? Are we going to go that far? Say it could work for one of your Marus. It will apply for your obligatory Marav. See, don't forget, whenever you have to pay back, right, you're daven two Shemone Esreis. So remember the rule? The rule is the first one's the obligatory one, and the second one is the makeup. So now what are you going to say? Okay, I'm not telling you the answer yet. You'll have to come back tomorrow. But now you're saying that we're going to rely upon the Me'ein Sheva for the obligatory one. You understand what I'm saying? So you're going to go that far to say, okay, maybe the Me'ein Sheva could work for, you know, like, I don't know what. You forgot Yalav Yavoh on it's Rosh Chodesh night, it's Friday night. So, you know, maybe we could be lenient. And some people say, you know, you Yotze anyways, with it, even if it didn't say Yalav Yavoh at night, you know. So the Me'ein Sheva could cover it. But this guy has to take two Shemone Esreis. And the first one, the one that he said, he blew. Let's say, something. Say he said Mashi Roch or Miragash, whatever. And he shouldn't have, right, whatever it is. So now you're going to say that the Me'ein Sheva is going to cover the regular one, and then what does he do? Aren't you happy he came?